Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
In this place right now, you're getting truth, and truth is setting people free. But you've got to remember what I said earlier. Jesus spoke about the two people that heard the word. He said, when you hear my word and you do it, you are like a man who built on a rock, and the storms of life couldn't knock you down. But if you hear the word and you don't do it, you built your house on the sand and you're going down. Both of them heard. God is not a respecter of persons. We have equal opportunity. Everyone in this room today has, and watching by way of internet, has equal opportunity. Everyone. Everybody. It's a level playing field in the kingdom of heaven. He's not a respecter of one and not the other. God prefers everybody the same. If you could say that. Amen. And so the one who hears and does, he appropriates what he heard, lives in victory. The one who hears and doesn't do, doesn't live in victory. And the thing about this is they both heard, and faith comes by hearing. So they both had faith. Amen. But faith without works, according to James 1, faith without work is dead. Yes. Come on, we're trying to circle this, the wagons together, and once the wagons are circled, we can keep the enemy out. Amen. Amen. So John 6:63, remember, godly healing is a spiritual cure. It is the Spirit who gives life. I mean, that should just settle it once and for all. You got a dead pancreas, who's going to give it life? Who is the Spirit? God. Is He a spiritual God? Yes. So it came from the Spirit. The Spirit gives life. You got to get this, okay? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The flesh profits nothing. The Spirit gives life. The flesh profits nothing. That's talking spiritual realm and natural realm. It's the Spirit that brings life. And the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, Jesus said, they are Spirit and they are life. Oh my goodness. The words that Jesus speaks and has given us is Spirit and life. That's why those who hear these sayings of mine and doeth it get spiritual life in whatever area they have need. Amen. I have to read that scripture again. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are Spirit and they are life. That's why God said to the disciples, He said, you'll know the truth. And that truth that you know and act on, that's what's going to make you free. Yeah. So if I need freedom from financial stress, find the word about finances. Load yourself up with the word on finances, on healing, on restoration, whatever it is. There's a word for it from God. And when you get that word will profit your flesh because the Spirit will bring life to whatever it needs. You understand? This word of God we're talking about, remember He says, the word is sharp and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, dividing asunder the soul and the spirit and the bones and the marrow. Remember that? He discerns the thoughts of the heart and the mind. The word of God. We're talking the word of God here. We're not talking the word of, who is that man when he speaks, everyone listens. E.F. Hutton. We're not talking the word of E.F. Hutton. We're talking the word of God. When E.F. Hutton spoke, apparently everyone listened. I never knew him. Never knew the dude. But he must have had some good words. You understand? But even people with good words, Confucius had good words. Do you know that? But there's no life. There's no spirit and life in that word unless the word he speaks comes from Yah, and he gives acknowledgement to the one who wrote this word, which is the author, the Holy Spirit. Amen. You guys are getting me excited, so who knows what's going to happen. And so God told me to teach my people, teach my people healing and health. I have been blessed by God that I've got a ministry of healing that I've prayed for thousands of people. My wife and people have been here know that. Healing and salvation God has blessed me with. It's not me, it's from Him. Everything that I possess that is good in me comes from God. All good gifts and all perfect gifts comes down from above, comes down from the Father of light, with whom there's no variableness or shadow of turning. That's James 1:17. Every good gift that I've been given came from Him. Amen. So if someone gets healed under my laying hands on them, because God said believers lay hands on the sick and they'll recover, don't thank me, thank God. Yes. Come on, you got to get this. Because God shares His glory with no one, and I don't want to be held accountable for taking the glory. Amen. You give the glory to God. Yes. Because if He didn't give me the gift, you don't get it. Amen. And the same goes for you. With whatever giftings you've got, thank God for it. If you're a great artist, my son, I think, sent something on Facebook. A guy, I just stood in amazement. A tree had been chopped in pieces, and this guy drew, carved out the horse with a jockey on its back. This big thing. I mean, you look at the hoofs and the legs. I said, oh my goodness. Oh my Lord. I mean, how is it even humanly possible? Let me tell you what, it's not humanly possible. Only reason he could do that was God has gifted this man. I mean, it's astounding to see. Have you seen some of these paintings? Have you seen some of these carvings in ice? Have you seen some of these sand things that they make? Have you seen what man and woman can do? Have you heard some poetry? Have you heard some songs? Have you seen some amazing inventions? God gets all the glory. What's this got to do with healing and health? Everything. Amen. 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 God bless us. And these times we're living in are very uncertain if you're not a child of God. If you're a child of God, you certainly know what's coming down the pike. You know what's going to be the ending, and you know in whom you trust and believe is going to take care of you. That's how we have to be as children of God. But we're living in very, very uncertain times. Yes. Would you agree with that? Yes. I mean, we're not sure about this inflation deal. We're not sure about, you know, other countries becoming stronger and more powerful and starting to flex their muscles towards America. We're not sure about any of these things. We're living in uncertain times. And that's why it says, except God build the city and keep the city, you're wasting your time. You've got to make God the protector of your life. You know, he's your rear guard, he's your shield, he's your buckler. And we've got to receive this, we've got to believe this, and we've got to walk in this. Amen. I thank God that it was only God and from the spiritual realm that my son is Yah. This could have been a different conversation. But I'm telling you, God, the power of God is totally capable to do absolutely anything. See, I'm building God up here. Amen. I want to get closer to God, know God in a deeper way. And once you see God, you know, you are full of Christ. The Bible says that your faith becomes effectual and fervent by the acknowledging of every good thing that's in you in Christ. Correct? That's in Philemon 1:6. It becomes effectual and fervently effectual by acknowledging every good thing in you in Christ. And if you go around saying, I'm just a nobody, I've got nothing, you haven't seen Jesus. Do you hear what I said? By acknowledging every good thing in you in Christ, seated together with Christ, saved by Christ, became a child through Christ, joint heir with Christ. If you think of yourself as a nothing and a nobody, and you don't even see yourself as amounting to much, you just haven't seen Christ lately. Oh, come on. I hear people all the time. They say they tear themselves down. And they're children of God. And it's okay to say, well, listen, you know, it wasn't me, it's God. Or I'm just really not that sharp. You know, I'm not the sharpest in the bunch. What do they say? The sharpest tack. Okay? And that kind of, it's okay to be humble. But false humility or ignorant humility is not okay. You've got to know whose you are. You've got to know what he's given, what he's done, what he went through to give it to us. And we've got to acknowledge it. And we've got to thank him and walk in the fullness of it. Do you know, oh goodness, I haven't got to my notes, but it's a whole month of healing, okay? Do you know? Matter. So God is anywhere, always, everywhere. We are limited. We are going to become unlimited when we get our glorified bodies. Hopefully in the twinkling of an eye we go up in the rapture and get our glorified bodies. We will become unlimited as Christ is. You with me? And so he's everywhere, always, all time. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He has a first word and he'll have the last word. It's just settled, right?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC.
Hey, this is Pastor Josh from Calvary Chapel in Palm City. We want to invite you to listen to our brand new